From Spark and Anvil and Just Forge, this is Zag in Chapter 1 of the Just Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Zag is a long-legged hair tween who has never in his life run in a straight line when a swerve would do, which is exactly why he is the club's master of misdirection. A joke is a little chase, he says, loping across the stage. I let you think you know where we're running. I point down one clear path, and I get you believing it, really believing it. And then, at the last second, he cuts hard sideways. I zag. I land somewhere you never saw coming. The swerve is the laugh. He demonstrates. My grandmother, at 91, took up a dangerous new hobby that terrified the whole family. The club leans in, expecting something wild, skydiving, wrestling. She started replying to every email. The kids burst out laughing. See, says Zach, you ran straight down dangerous extreme sport. I made sure you did. And then I zagged to something small and true. The bigger you believed the straight path, the harder the swerve hits.
Zag grew up being chased, as hares are, and he learned the swerve as a matter of survival before he ever learned it as a matter of comedy. On the open meadow where he grew up, running fast was not enough. The foxes were fast, too. What kept a hare alive was the turn, letting the fox commit fully to one direction and then cutting sideways at the last instant, so the fox went hurtling past where you used to be. Young Zag got very good at the turn. And one day, telling the story of a chase at the family fire, he led everyone to expect a narrow escape, and then revealed he had in fact simply tripped and the fox had run into a hedge, and the whole warren roared. He had misdirected them, and it felt exactly like the meadow turn. Let them commit, then swerve. A snide weasel once told him misdirection was just tricking people, not real wit. It stung, but Zag's mother put it right. Every clever story anyone ever loved has a turn in it, little one. A moment you thought you knew, and then didn't. Setting a false trail so gently that people choose to follow it, then rewarding them with a better ending, that's not tricking. That's a gift with a surprise inside. Zag never doubted the swerve again.
When he was older, Zag bounded into the Just Forge Comedy Club, which had been looking for someone who understood the turn.
He teaches the young comics to lay a straight path before they swerve off it. Beginners want to be surprising, he says, so they say something random. But random isn't surprising. Surprising means I thought I knew, and I was wrong. And for that, you first have to make me sure I know. He sets a kid going. Start me down a clear path. Make me believe it. I've been training for months for the biggest moment of my life. The school spelling bee, the kid finishes, and the club chuckles at the swerve from epic to ordinary. Better, but push the straight path harder first, says Zag. Make me picture the Olympics, then zag to the spelling bee. The more completely I commit to the wrong path, the funnier the turn. He grins. That's misdirection. Not a random ending, a believed path, and then a swerve. Lead them true, then turn.
He still can't cross a field without at least one unnecessary swerve, and still loves the turn more than the straight line. The thing Zag hopes the young comics carry is that a good surprise respects the listener, that you don't trick people, you lead them somewhere delightful they didn't expect, and that the swerve only feels like a gift if you first, honestly, let them believe the path. Lead them true, he tells them. Then, zag. Make them sure they know where you're going, and then go somewhere better. The swerve is the whole joy of it. When the club empties, Zag lopes once around the empty room in a big, pointless curve, purely for the pleasure of the turn, and feels the quick, delighted gladness he first felt swerving on the meadow, that the best moments in a story, like the best moments in a chase, are the ones nobody saw coming.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zag. Released under Creative Commons BY NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.